This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market's made quite a run in the last month, all three of them. Most notably, the wheat market. You look at the chart of July wheat, it's been on fire since the middle of April. It's come up a dollar and a half. Beans have rallied a dollar. Corn, 40 cents. And I think they probably overdid it. You can only get so much out of these the weather conditions, you know, the dry conditions in wheat, and then the frost they had last weekend in the Russian wheat areas, historic flooding Brazil. So I think the market kind of ran its course, particularly in the wheat. And rightfully so, after a buck and a half run, it was way overbought. So the market correcting today, there's a few fundamentals behind it. One would be the export sales this morning that were not good. The low end of the range is wheat at 382. In the middle of the range, is pretty low. Corn at 870 in the low end of the range. And soy is at 290. That's 290,000 metric tons. That's below the range they're looking for.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
July corn down 5.5 at 4.57 even. July soybeans up 2.75 at 12.16 and a quarter. July soybean meal down $4 at 367.70. Soybean oil up 97 cents at 44.52. On the Merck, June live cattle up 77 cents at 179.02. August feeders up 147 at 257.35. June lean hogs up 87 cents at 98.37. June pork cutout went unchanged at 103.50. And June Class 3 milk up 25 cents at $21.10. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.